Okay, we are back live on the stream, and after the interview with Planet Watson, we've just got another band following up. We're having Such Gold from, I don't know, from Rochester, USA. I'm not sure about the pronunciation of Rochester.
No, you nailed it. Yeah. Rochester, it's a city in Western New York.
Yeah. Did you arrive today? Or
yes, just this morning. But we've been in Europe for about 3 weeks so far. We just got into Punk Rock Holiday this morning, just in time to get some breakfast and use the crapper before it got too busy.
Did you have time to look around and watch the scenery here?
Very briefly.
Yeah, very briefly.
We took a quick walk around the whole place, but hopefully soon we'll get to.
Have you been able to go to the river?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely beautiful there.
Super beautiful. Yeah.
So where have you been in Europe?
Well, let's see. So we've been playing all over Germany. We had a show last night in Italy and Venice. And we played for the first time ever. We've played in Paris earlier on this tour. We played at Brack Rock in Belgium. And we're going to be in Zurich in a couple days and some more Italy and France shows.
Yeah, we did Fluff Fest in the Czech Republic. And that was amazing.
Was it strange to play in Paris because all the stuff that happened in the last year?
It didn't feel strange at all. Actually, I didn't even really, to be honest, I barely thought about that part of it. Probably our friends and family back home were thinking about it a little more than we were. But it felt, it was just amazing to be there. It was hard not to get overwhelmed.
Yeah, the vibes of the people were good. You know, everyone at the show was having a great time. Strong people.
Yeah, and you're going to play here today. What are your expectations for that show?
Mainly, I'm just trying not to pee my pants during the set most of the time, most nights, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying not to pee on Matt's pants, too. He gets really mad when I do. It's a messy situation.
Our manager, Ron Kelly, has had to straighten him out a little bit, but he also kind of likes a little, you know, weird pee play.
In your opinion, what are the ingredients you need for a perfect show?
Sweat
is number one.
Blood. And people that like sweat and blood.
Okay.
We're hard.
When you look at your releases, the releases you did, there are a lot of split releases you did with bands. I assume you're friends with, and are there any other bands playing here at Punk Rock Holiday you count as friends? Because a lot of bands we ask here know a lot of other bands, and it's sometimes the class reunion feeling here.
Definitely.
I mean, we just played a couple shows with Strung Out and Wilhelm Scream, and all those guys are super nice, amazing bands. Flatliners are playing tonight. They're amazing. I think Muncie Girls is playing tomorrow. I forget when they're playing, but they're awesome. Who else?
I forgot. But, did Paris play earlier this week? No. I forgot. But you're right. It's so class reunion-like that actually just touring in Europe has been kind of a class reunion in general.
Give the shout out to Tom from No Trigger for just being here. And because No Trigger's awesome.
There's a lot of people from other bands that are not here with their bands too, or people we've met over the years. And so it's like, or even just earlier this month, you know? So it's definitely a lot of class reunion.
There are a lot of bands playing here, which specifically asked to play exactly this festival. Can you imagine why that is the case?
I mean, we've heard nothing but awesome things about it. And obviously, I mean, just the setting by the river, like I've never seen like that kind of a river before. So that's amazing. And just like looking around anywhere and there's just a friggin' mountain in every direction. It's kind of wild. It seems to be run extremely smoothly. And yeah, I mean, it's been, we've only been here for a couple hours, but it's been like extremely smooth so far.
Yeah.
That was Ron Kelly, our new manager.
I read online that some of the members of your band, I don't remember the names exactly, like to skate. Did you see the skate room on the other side of the building?
Yeah. Myself and John, our bass player, who's not here right now, skate. Yeah. So he does the skate mini ramps.
Will you try the ramp on the Hell yeah. The building. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there's a DJ there doing a DJ stuff, and some guys are skating there. It's pretty awesome. So nice. it's a small ramp, I think, but I think it's fun.
Hell yeah. I skate better with a DJ. Everyone does.
Everything's better with music.
Yeah.
If you had a time machine and you could choose to go 10 years back into the past or 10 years into the future, what would you do?
Oof. Future.
Past.
Why?
Split the difference.
Just split the difference. We're staying here.
Now, do I have to stay in the future or?
No, you can return into the present.
I already did that past thing once upon a time. I did that 10 years ago. I want to see what the hell's going on now. Next.
I'm trying to go back in time with the almanac and become rich. That's why I want to go back in time.
Actually, we got that answer yesterday from...
was his name Biff?
No, he was
Biff from... or Marty McFly? No, yeah, I don't know.
Not Marty. Marty's busy doing...
Indie maintenance. Yeah.
You mentioned the Wilhelm Scream as a band you like. We had them here yesterday, and we asked them to perform a Wilhelm Scream.
Would you try to do an actual
Wilhelm Scream. Would you try to do it? Can you perform one? that was pretty close, I think. Yeah. So, are you staying after your gig and leaving tomorrow, or are you leaving tonight?
We're gonna be here for the night, and and leave in the morning. And thank God, because I want to see everything I can see about this thing.
So you can manage to look at a lot of security guy just looked around the corner.
Everything's okay.
So you can probably watch some other bands. Are there any bands you really want to watch today?
Oh yeah, man. My friends in These Nuts are here and playing today, and I love those guys. Definitely gonna watch them. We actually haven't. We've been crossing paths with the Decline for a couple weeks now, and a couple years now, really. And I still have not managed to see them live, so I'm really excited. We're also sharing a backstage room with them, so I'm sure antics will abound. Yeah. There's a lot of alcohol back there already.
Yeah, I saw them at Brack Rock. They're dope. Flatliners are playing as well. And honestly, there's a bunch of bands playing. We need to get our hands on a schedule because, I'm not sure.
Between all the bands that have been saying, like, we're going to be playing there and we're going to see you there, and, like, over the last 2 weeks, I have completely lost track of who's playing today. I did think I saw Jello Biafra on one of the backstage rooms, so that that's going to be sick.
Okay, one more question.
Make it a good one.
Oh, damn, the pressure mounts. you're obviously into the scene for quite a long time. But if you were a kid just entering the punk rock scene, what would be the most exciting thing to discover?
I would probably have to say Pears right now. The band Pears.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah. If I was a kid, I'd still be discovering pubes and shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, it is a crazy exciting time for punk right now. And I'm not sure. I feel that in a couple of years it will, the history books as they were will reflect that. But there's so many amazing bands right now. And one thing that's really been exciting to me is a lot of feminist and female oriented bands with half or more members that are female in them are taking over right now, and it's very exciting. Petrol Girls, War on Women, everyone knows about
awesome.
Gloss. They're all incredible. Muncie Girls and No Fun, who we've played with those two bands in the past, they're both amazing. And it's really probably the most exciting thing right now. Gouge Away is incredible.
South Dakota,
right? So it's been awesome.
And if you've got a couple of more minutes, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, we have a special thing here. He has a special thing which is not related to the radio, but he does an art exhibition.
Is one of you a Ramones fan?
Ramones? Yeah, I like the Ramones.
So I've got a challenge for you.
Oh God, I'm gonna fail this.
Here are 30 lyrics of the Ramones, and I would appreciate if you choose one and read it for us.
Okay.
And it's I'm do recordings of this.
Okay.
And did an exhibition.
Just read it? Do we need to sing it? Or just any way we feel?
No singing.
Just say it. Okay.
Just reading. All right. You have free choice.
What are you picking?
I got my eye on one here. I feel that maybe a lot of people might pick it because A, it's in the middle of the page, and B, it's also kind of fun to say. So apparently I'm picking the same one that Justin Sane, who is our boy from Anti-Flag, picked earlier. This song is entitled "The KKK Took My Baby Away." She went away for the holidays, said she's going to L.A., but she never got there. She never got there. She never got there, they say. The KKK took my baby away. They took her away, away from me. The KKK took my baby away. They took her away, away from me. Now I don't know where my baby can be. They took her from me. They took her from me. I don't know where my baby can be. They took her from me. They took her from me. Ring me, ring me, ring me up the president and find out where my baby went. Ring me, ring me, ring me up the FBI and find out if my baby's alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She went away for the holidays. The KKK took my baby away. They took my girl. They took my baby away.
Thank you very much. Cool. That was really cool. So, thanks a lot for being with us and giving us a couple of your minutes.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Just the last cursory thing, we just put out a re-release of Pedestals, which is an EP from 5 years ago, on Bird Attack Records, remixed, remastered, new artwork, and we have a new EP that is going to be coming out. Of 5 new songs, new material, weirder and yet stickier and catchier than before.
Okay. So, thanks a lot.